We're back to the Neil Haley Show, and you know, we talk about specifically enough. There are always people that need help. And my guest today is her mission definitely is to help people, Christina Guerrero. Christina, thanks for stopping by. How are you?
Fine. Thank you, Haley. Thank you for inviting me.
You're welcome. Let's kind of just jump into specifically enough your background, and then we'll get into a topic. And I was seeing one of the things you wanted to discuss was ADHD, and it's a very, very misdiagnosed disorder in so many ways. And people have to understand there's a specific gift to it in ways as well. But I want to get more into your background, and then we'll talk into more of the topic.
Okay. Well, I'm a board-certified behavior analyst. I analyze all the behaviors with or without diagnosis. And people have this mentality that ABA is just for children within the spectrum, which is not. Because A is for applied behavior analysis. None of those A's are for autism or ADHD.
Right.
ABA is about how people learn their behaviors and how we can help them learn new behaviors that are better for them.
And ABA, I remember working with kids with autism that were very, very young, diagnosed very young, 2, 3, 4 years old when I was a TSS, and then also as a developmental therapist. So I remember completely. And ABA was a lot better of a way to create a better program than the scripted other stuff that's not ABA. And I'm sure you dealt with that even when you have those conversations towards autism, where they were, a lot of them would go into something more scripted and not applied behavioral analysis, which really looks into the behaviors and the antecedent, consequent, and reward versus, oh, we're going to just kind of get them through by programming them in certain ways, right?
Yes. Everything is how people learn. With or without a diagnosis, anything that you do serves a purpose, and you will keep doing it as long as you get what you want. So children are socialized since very young age. That's just nature, that they cry and you change their diaper or you give them food or something happens.
Yeah, exactly.
When you cry, the same thing when the parents smile, the child smile back. It's all our learned behavior. When I smile, they smile back and they applaud and they make a party. The same thing when the little kid is walking for the first time, everybody's like, you know, making a video and doing FaceTime and everybody's praising them. Nobody's going like, oh, he's wobbling. No, sit down. You're not good for walking, you know? So you encourage them, and that's how people learn, by encouragement and praising. You make it easier and break into a small task, and then you praise them right away. And that's the way how we learn all of our behaviors.
No, most definitely. And so give us examples when you're working. You took ABA and said, okay, we're not using this in the autism community, but with other people and things like that. Did you first do it that way in your therapy, working with kids?
Well, when I was doing my supervision hours, I did it with foster children, and it was children that were taken away by the state, and they were being in the process of getting reunited with the parents. So it was more parent coaching so that the parents will be able to get their children back. And again, everything that we do, they were loving parents. They just didn't know any better. Okay. Because remember, parenting is the only job that you don't get fired for. You can quit, but you don't get fired. So where do you go when you don't know what to do? You know, I don't think nobody has a child and they don't love them. They just don't know how to love them, how to guide them, how to educate them, how to guide them. Because, you know, that's something that is learned. But just because your parents did it doesn't make it right.
No, that's so true. Because you never know. It's based on these specific things. What works and what doesn't work, and how to make things go the right way. And parents don't understand. It's so interesting. I mean, I would call myself working with so many kids in my career versus my own children, that the mistakes I know I made with my own children and how I parent should have known. Because ultimately, if they know you're upset, if they know you don't trust the direction you're giving, that they're going to do it, they'll never do it. And you really have to look at the relationship between the two and understand specifically enough what makes them tick and understand what makes them happy, understand those things. And each child is different. And we think that we can run the same behavior rewards or consequences with each individual child. Why does that not work? Why can't we just cookie cutter, you know, put them all in one box and that's how we do things? And that's a lot of times what's happening in the classroom, which is a shame.
Yes, definitely. The main thing is that we all have blind spots. Okay. So how do you know what is the right way? This is the only way you know. So you were brought up in a family and whatever they did in that family for you is normal. Like if anybody who was not born in the States, they're not used to Thanksgiving. They don't know what Thanksgiving is. Okay. But for you it's normal. So how do you explain something to someone that they don't know? And people don't know what they don't know. And that's why you require somebody from the outside, so that it's not somebody that is meshed within the family, but it's somebody outside that can give you the perspective. And everything that you do serves a purpose. Otherwise, you will not do it.
No doubt. And everything has to serve that purpose. And if it doesn't, you know, but you'd say, okay, you could do this when you're looking at from the outside and you're giving people advice. How can parents, when they're trying to develop that type of relationship, things like that, not get go nuts, crazy, scream, yell, give up very quickly with their kids?
Well, first of all, if they give up very easily, if they kick and scream all over the place, they just don't only do that with their kids. They do that in other settings. It's just in the home is permissible. Because if you were to do that behavior at work, you will get fired. If you were to do it with your wife, she will divorce you. But if you do it with the children, they're stuck. And that's why I am so compelled to work with the children. Because as an adult, if I don't like something, I can pick up my purse and go, pick up my car and just go, move, get another job. But the children are stuck with the mom and the dad, who are very well-intentioned, very loving parents that don't know any better. And I'm not to say that people do not lose their cool, like it's not okay. It's normal to lose your cool. But then you need to be aware that that child is going to be learning from you how they're going to be dealing with future relationships and how do they negotiate. So sometimes, before this, I was I'm a Montessori lead teacher as well. So I work with preschoolers, and it was great just to see the kids coming from their home to class, and you will see the kids just throwing their backpacks, whatever, their shoes go this place, you know, like you could tell you, it was a little as if I was watching through a little peephole what's going on in the house, you know. And then here are the parents like, no, we don't do this. We are nice. We say please and thank yous, but are you actually do that at home? And it's not to say that parents are bad people or they're not have the best intention. It's just when emotions are high, intelligence go low. Okay. So when you are working the whole day, you went through traffic, you have mortgage payments coming on, you know, like, or with COVID, everybody was stuck in the house. And now you have this child that is having a bad day and you're like, oh my goodness, you know, what else can I possibly do today? At that moment, I'm pretty sure the psychology will walk out the door, you know?
So based on what you're saying, then so you're really working with the kids. What do you teach the kids so that they can deal with those things? So is that more of your behavior, is more working with the child, not the adult, or both? Okay.
Actually, I can never work with a child in a vacuum, because the child is a white page, is blank. The child is just what you put on that page, okay? So yes, when children have symptoms and they misbehave, they come to me, okay? But they learn that behavior somewhere, okay? Now, it's very difficult for anybody to see themselves in a mirror. But if we are very honest with ourselves, if the child is having a tantrum, where else have they seen them? Okay. Mm. And if they haven't seen it from you, because it's possible, it could also be that it has worked in the past. So every time I throw a tantrum, you come and give in. So why would I stop doing the tantrum? It's working for me. So when the parents come to me, they usually come because they're about to get kicked out of school, or they beat somebody, or they just got diagnosed and they don't know what to do with the child. And there's so many things that they don't notice that, you know, I am not emotionally invested, so I can see it from the outside. So every time this child misbehaves, that's when they get attention. So I'm going to do it because, you know, I have nothing better to do. I have no mortgage payments, no worries in the world, but the only thing keeping me away from what I want is my parents. So.
Absolutely. Let's think about this now. Best place. This is such great information. Makes you think, because as parents, we need someone like you. do you work with people only in your specific area, or do you work with them across the country, parents as well?
I'm in Florida, in Miami, Florida, but I do have cases online. Yes.
Where can people check you out and find information on you?
I'm in Facebook and also in Instagram, CGF underscore.
Excellent. Do you have a website too or not?
Yes, alternative-behavior.com.
All right, fantastic. And I like the way you're looking at the alternative behavior, because again, never thought of this. If kids are doing certain behaviors they might have saw it at home, or they could have seen it in school, you have to identify and pinpoint that idea and say, where are they learning this? And then are we giving them the result they want from what behaviors they're doing?
Yes.
There you go. And that's important. And as adults, we do the same thing. If we're going to be upset, we're not happy about something, it's because of specifically something we've learned before, or we think we're going to get the result we want from doing what we do.
Everything that we do is a learned behavior, because we didn't come out of our mother's womb doing anything. So everything was learned. Okay. In my case, I speak with an accent because my first language is not Spanish. So I had to learn English. Okay. And every time you learn something, you're able to learn more things after that. But as long as I'm living in Miami, I don't have to speak English because everybody speaks Spanish. Okay. Now, if I want to go the extra mile, it's because I wanted to be, you know, open to more national people, national, not just here in Miami. So you have, our brain is designed to keep doing the same thing over and over again. Okay. To conserve energy. So nobody wants change, except if you're a toddler with a wet diaper.
Yeah.
So when you tell the parents, okay, how about if we reassess the behavior, or if we pay attention before the behavior happened, okay, then that requires the parent to do everything that they do in addition to paying attention to what they're doing, being aware, paying attention, okay? And tell me if this doesn't happen. Usually kids are in their TV room watching TV and everybody's quiet, okay? Nobody thinks of checking on the children because they're behaving, they're watching TV. Now there's a fight and you hear something breaking or something, you know, screaming, and we run to the room. What happened?
Right.
These children have nothing better to do. So now that I have your attention, you know, that's what exactly what I needed. And you just gave it to me when I misbehaved.
All right. Fantastic. Appreciate you coming on, Christina. Excellent information. People need to definitely contact you, and thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're watching and listening to the Neil Haley Show. We'll be back in just a moment.